All right, I got it recorded now. If you could just state your name.
My name is Elkrie Roberts. It used to be Richie. I was Richie before I married.
Before you married? Okay. Today is June the 19th, 1998. All right, are you ready to begin?
Yep.
Okay. Where did you grow up?
Ball Creek.
Is that in Knott County?
Yeah, in Knott County, over on Ball.
Did you have a large family?
Well, you're not recording now, are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, I just turned it on, I'll keep it running. Just like we're talking now.
I had two brothers and grandma and grandpa. They the ones raised me. And a whole bunch of uncles and aunts
that
lived around.
Okay.
But they wasn't, they was just me and my brother. And my grandpa and grandma was my two brothers. All he was there.
Okay. How did you hear about the settlement school?
Well, I moved over here to Ogden Creek after I'd been married for several years, and I was just around Hindman enough to hear about it, and then I...
Did you hear people talking about it?
Heard them talking about them needing a cook up there, and so I applied for a job.
And you got it.
And I got it.
How old were you when you started working up there? What year would that have been?
I can't remember what year, but it was...
Were you in your 30s by then, or?
20? Yeah, I was way up in my 30s.
Way up in?
Yeah.
So you heard about the position, you applied, and you got the job?
Yeah.
What time would you start work each day?
I would start at 8 o'clock and quit till when we got done. Didn't have no certain quitting time. No.
Around what time would you end though? Around what time, usually?
Well, around most of the time it was about. We'd have, at this time of year, we'd have supper at 6, I believe. And sometimes it'd be 9 o'clock when I got home. Sometimes 8. Just according to how much we had to do. We had 10 big tables the first year or two I worked there, full of students.
Full of students.
Yeah. And
were these boarding students?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Coming there to board to go to school.
So you had about 10 tables?
Yeah, we had 10. And they was... Wasn't them round tables you got now.
Yeah.
They was them big, long, homemade tables. That helped 10 people. I believe that's what they helped. We just had gobs of work to do.
Tell me, describe a typical day at work.
All of them. I can't think of one different, but it's hard.
Well, I mean, tell me what you would normally do on that work day. Just go through the day for me.
Well, we'd cook. I usually just went in time to help cook lunch and supper, but when they had the students, some of them stayed all summer to work to help pay for the tuition or something. I think that's what it was for. But anyhow, some of them stayed there in the summer, and we'd take turns. Cooks would stay in so long cooking, and I'd cook a month or so in the summertime by myself.
By yourself?
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be as many, in the summer. And
where did most of the food come from? Did you all...
Well,
did they grow any of there?
Yeah, we had a gardener that gardened, and we had greens and beans and corn. Everything that could be raised in a garden, he'd raise it.
And y'all get your meat from?
They raised hogs and butchered them.
So most of the food that y'all cooked, you all didn't go out and buy the food. You all prepared the food yourself. I mean,
We had a salesman that had come there that we would buy
some stuff from.
Yeah, they salesmen come every week.
Yeah,
and we give them a bill of what we would need for the next week.
Do you remember what were the people that you worked with like?
Well, they was all, I never, we all got along real good. They was pretty nice, I thought. I worked with two women, not at the same time, both two Corys. Cory first one was named Cora, and I can't think of her husband, her last name. And Cora Sparkman, and then Emily Wright.
Now, most of these people, were they working before you came there?
No. One of them was. One of the Corys was already there, and one woman quit while retired before I went to work.
Okay. Who was the director of the settlement school when you started working there?
Mr. McLean.
Mr. McLean.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember anything about him?
You bet.
tell me about Mr. McLean. The more interesting, the better.
Well, some days he'd come in, he'd be sweet as sugar. And some days he'd come in and get mad because we had soup beans, and he'd jump up and leave.
He didn't like soup beans?
No, the head, Miss Conley was working there when I started. She, on Wednesdays, every Wednesday, she'd have soup beans cooked. And he got so that when he'd come in and see them, he'd take off. And one day I said, Mr. McLean, he just come through the kitchen and didn't go in the dining room. I said, ain't you going to stay and have dinner or something other. And he said, you got off something about the soup beans. The reason I found out that he got mad over the soup beans. And then when Miss Conley got sick and left, I said, he said he didn't know I cooked by myself on Wednesdays. And Miss Conley would tell me before she got sick, Wednesday was her day off, and she'd tell me to cook soup beans so it wouldn't be so hard, you know. And I was talking to Mr. McLean one day, and I said, he was talking to me about something or another. I don't remember what we got started.
Yeah.
About getting somebody to help me or something or other. And I said, well, I can manage it all right. He said, yeah, you can cook soup beans.
So he wasn't a big soup bean fan.
No, and he got, and I said, well, I cook just what Miss Conley tells me to cook. She's a head cook. And I said, she tells me what to fix before she leaves every morning. And that's just what I cook. And he said he didn't care about soup beans.
You remember anything else about him?
He wasn't around enough to hardly remember too much.
What, did he stay gone a lot?
Yeah, he was gone a whole lot.
What for?
Some days, well, he just wouldn't come. He was there on campus.
Oh, you just didn't see him in the dining room as much.
They lived up on the hill, and they had their own house and everything. And some days they'd just stay home and wouldn't be in the dining room.
Now, Mr. McLean was not the only director at the settlement school when you were there.
No, after he left, why, Mr. Duff come. Lionel Duff. Yeah.
What was he like?
Oh, he was pretty good to feller to work for. His wife was the boss, so he was supposed to be in, but his wife would tell us what to do, and we didn't care for her too much.
Tell me about his wife.
Well, she'd just come in and tell us what to do, and it wasn't her job.
Did she make out the menus?
No, she never did, but after her son got married, her daughter-in-law then come, and she got to making up the menus. Yeah. That's when we hit it the roughest. Told us to make cook stuff we never heard tell of.
So, when Mr. Duff was there, his wife was pretty much in charge?
Yeah, she was just about more in charge than him.
What would he do? Was he?
That's not a recording now, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. This is the good stuff. This is this is the thing people want to hear. The truth.
Yeah. What was you asking?
I said, tell me a little bit more about Mr. Duff.
Well, I actually don't remember much about him.
Was he not around the kitchen much?
He didn't come around the kitchen too much.
Okay. And was there one more director while you were there, I believe? Before you retired?
No, Mr. Duff was the last until before your dad came.
My dad.
Yeah.
When you say my dad, you mean talk of Mike Mullins?
Mike Mullins, yeah. I can't remember what I'm doing here.
Yeah, that's all right. How long were you working at the settlement when he was there?
I was getting just about ready to quit when he came, and he begged me to stay till he got acquainted with the people so he could get somebody else in my place. And I worked less than a year after he come, I think.
Okay.
And then went to babysitting for him.
And then you went babysitting.
Keeping Cassie. And then you come along and...
All right. Tell me about the campus. What kind of shape was it in when you were there? The buildings and so forth.
Oh, they kept the campus looking, I thought, pretty. There was a woman there that planted flowers and had them took care of, and they kept it pretty, looking pretty nice, but they built that rock wall after I went to work there around the, build the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And
was there anyone at the settlement while you were there who stands out in your mind? Students, faculty, staff, anyone? Someone you knew real well, or you had.
Oh, Mrs. Earp, I guess.
Mrs. Earp.
Just about stand out. She was so good that if she thought that I was feeling bad and on when they the other cooks was off, she'd come and help me do things and wash dishes and just help me all she could. And Mr. Earp was both awful good to me. He'd have to come in the kitchen and sit a while when he'd be leaving his house to go to the office in the afternoon. He'd take rest of the evening. Then he'd come in the kitchen and sit a while. Mr. McLean come in one day and he said, "Well, is this what you call kitchen, love?" I think he just getting off something another one, or not a liking it much one, because he hadn't went on to work. But Mr. Duff was, and Mrs. Earp both was real good to me.
So she would come over and help you with the kitchen when you needed it.
Yeah, she, whenever I was a hard place, nobody to help, she'd come in and help me.
Is there anyone else?
Did ever I volunteered to help any?
Not that just volunteered, that stood out in your mind.
Oh.
That you remember.
I can't remember nobody else.
Can't really remember anybody else? Not really?
Not really, is I?
That's all right. What did you like best about the Hymas Homeless School?
Well, I always did kind of enjoy cooking. I enjoyed the job pretty good. And They had folk dancing then, and I enjoyed watching that.
Folk dancing. When would they folk dance? When did they do this?
They done it a time or two a week in the Great Hall.
After supper?
After supper, yeah. I don't know how many times a week they did, but they didn't every night.
No. Okay. Was it just for the students?
Yeah. The students, and they, Mr. McLean would take them on tours, you know, the folk dancing group. And that's what they done. What they done there was for practice.
Oh, so they would go and perform out in the public?
Uh-huh. Oh, they went all over. Even to California one time, I think.
Hmm.
And when Nathan was... yes, Nathan. He was this... about 3 months old. Him or Cassie won. I can't remember sure which one it was. It was just about three months old, and his wife went with him, Betty, can't hardly think of her name, and left that baby with me and went that far away. And me and Herschel, that's how come us to get attached to them kids so much. We had to keep them, Nancy Ann and Michael and Raymond.
Okay. What did you dislike? What was the worst part about working at the settlement, or just the settlements in general?
Well, can't hardly remember now. Of course, there was some dislikes. Miss Beeman was there. She was the nurse. And there wasn't no way to please her. She'd kind of...
please her, you mean with the food?
With the food, yeah. If she didn't... If she come in and the food that we had wasn't what she had stomach problems, though. One thing that caused her to be that way. If they wasn't some food there that she thought she ought to eat, she'd just get mad and take off. And gee, she would be mad too. And I got so that I would try to fix her whatever she'd eat. But there wasn't hardly any way you could hardly please her. She was the nurse.
She's the nurse.
And she knew how to eat right.
Overall, how would you rate your experience with the settlement school? Good or bad?
It's good. I've always been glad that I got to do that. Because I enjoyed the students, most of them. And I still see them out in places when I go visiting around now, different places. And they always come up and talk to me. And a lot of them I don't know now when I see them since they got older, you know. Well, most of them, there's one of the boys that stayed up there from Quicksand. His daughter comes here now, and every once in a while, I wash for my sister-in-law and do her laundry all the time. And she does this home health work and brings it in. And she told me who she was the first time she come and who was her daddy. And I said, oh, I remember that guy. I said, he stayed at the settlement and went to school, didn't he? She said, yeah, he sure did. and
so you talked with the students a lot.
But she said he had died. She said, but the unfortunate said he died about 4 years ago. Yeah, there were some of the students that didn't, you know, you couldn't please to, couldn't please all of them, that many there. But I got along with them pretty good.
Right, well, I believe that's all I have. Do you have anything else? Anything at all?
But the most important part about the settlement to me now is just being there when your dad come up there and getting acquainted with you all. And getting to take care of you and Cassie. If I hadn't been up there when he come, I probably wouldn't never got acquainted with you. That much, anyway. And I told Cassie, you know, was 3 months old when Dad first come up there. And I walked up to Frieda and I said, come on. Frieda said, she won't go to anybody except me or Mike one. And I just held my hands out and here she come. She just peeked right towards me. Miss Pigman was sitting there, and she said, well, I told everybody if they didn't want their kids stuck away from them not to get around Mr. and Mrs. Roberts. She thought that was the awfulest thing there was for us, the kids, you know. The McLean kids was the first ones, you know, and they got the same way, all three of them. And then Herschel come that same day, and she done him the very same way. And Herschel was sitting in the dining room with her, and your grandpa come and walked in where Herschel was sitting with her when the meeting was going on in the great hall. He come in the dining room, and Herschel said, I've got somebody's baby here, but I don't know whose it is. I just know it's awful pretty. And your grandpa said, well, it's my grandbaby, but it won't let me touch it. But that was funny, him saying it wouldn't let him touch it. And the way it went right to Herschel.
Well, I believe that we've got enough.
Well, I hope it sounds sensible enough to use.
Any closing remarks?
I don't reckon.
All right.